In the late 1940s, the train drivers in France had been doing dangerous manual work, operating steam engines for upwards of 4 decades. By retirement in their early 50s, they were exhausted, often sick, and with a life expectancy rarely in excess of 10 years. Generous pensions were the least they could reasonably ask, and the burden on the state was easily tolerated. Today's TGV drivers, however, spending their working day comfortably seated in a warm or air-conditioned cab. The nearest they come to manual labor is when they press a series of electrical switches to activate their machinery. For them to retire before the age of 55 appears absurd. Thanks to the medical and other provisions of the French welfare state, such men may reasonably expect to live well into their 80s, which places a significant burden upon the public finances.